Welcome to Let's Journey Together, A Moment with Father. I'm Linda Goldfarb, and I want to encourage and inspire your walk with the Lord. For more encouragement, please visit lindagoldfarb.com. I'm so glad you're here. What ripples show in your wake? Sam and I feel at home in a boat. Any opportunity to slip on some white-soled deck shoes, grab a floppy hat and a fishing pole, we're there. When boating, we must be aware of our wake. Go too fast, and you can cause damage. The boat's speed determines the ripples or wake following it. Those ripples can rock other boats, impact the shoreline, mess with those who are fishing, or it can be calm and subtle, resulting in no disruptions at all. It's the same for us. The impact we have on someone's life after we pass through it is our wake. The ripple effect of who we are to others is how our love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control impacts them. So, regarding our wakes, do our friends and family experience how much we truly love them? Does our love lift them up or push them away? Does our love endure beyond unpopular decisions? For our love to make a lifelong impact on those who come after us and walk alongside us, we must know the steadfast love of God. We read in Deuteronomy 7, verse 9, "Know therefore that the Lord your God is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations." As we engage in the influence zone of others, let us be reminded to leave a wake of calm, consistent, caring consideration. May we leave ripples of love that impact generations. What word or phrase would describe your ripple? Let's journey together. Oh Lord, help me to know you more. Open my mind to the knowledge of your ways. Guide me to the path of obedience according to your will. Let my heart and actions resonate faithful love to my children and grandchildren, to my brothers and sisters, to all those you love. Hallelujah. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. James 1:22. May Yahweh bless you, keep you, and guide you in all you do. Until next time, this is Linda Goldfarb, and I'm so glad we're on this journey together with Father.